Today we'll talk about the importance of renouncing ourselves. Not exactly the most favorite topic for many of us, but one that we need to discuss. Stay tuned. Here we go. Self-renunciation. Sounds like a fun show, doesn't it? There we go. Here Gary goes again, talking about renouncing oneself. I'm telling you, it is the secret to peace. We're going to hear a very challenging gospel today, and I'll try to follow it up some with some information from the Imitation of Christ about this idea of self-renunciation. It's so important that we do this. And again, it's not something that we typically embrace or think of, but it's something that is important. And you know me, I like to give you what you need on this show, not necessarily what you want. How does that, make sense? It sounds a little nasty, doesn't it? But look, that's the purpose of a show like this. I want to give you the truth, and sometimes it might not be the easiest thing in the world to accept. However, it's important that especially if we're going to follow Christ. And this leads into my next topic tomorrow on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. I'd love you to, for you to tune in if you can at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. I know it's a little bit early, but hey, I'm up. Maybe you can get up as well. Make yourself a cup of coffee and relax and listen to the. It's about a 10-minute segment that we do each week. The segment title is Walking with the Lord. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the importance of picking up our daily cross. That is the way, and it sounds so paradoxical, it doesn't make any sense, but that is the way that you're going to be able to experience peace in your life. So I hope you can tune in Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time for my Walking with the Lord segment on EWTN Radio's Sunrise Morning Show. Today, I had the pleasure of appearing on Living Right with Dr. Ray Guarendi on EWTN television. I got to watch the segment, and it's funny because I taped this, a long time ago, sometime last year. I don't even remember when we taped it, but it aired today, and I was pleased with the way it turned it out. You'd never know that I do radio for a living, would you? Let's try this again. I was pleased with the way that it turned out. Dr. Ray was a great host, and it was a lot of fun. I like him. He's a great guy to be with. But we talked about anxiety and overcoming anxiety, and if you get a chance, it does air twice more this week. I honestly forget the times. I think Friday's like a funky time, like 5 a.m. Eastern, and then Saturday evening, I believe at 10 p.m. Eastern time, I think that's when Dr. Ray's show is on. Check EWTN.com for more information. I also put it up on Facebook, so if we are connected through Facebook, you'll be able to see it there. But it was a great, it's a great experience. I'm so blessed to be able to do so much work with the Eternal Word Television Network. They, Mother Angelica and her network were such a blessing in my reversion, and my conversion, whatever you want to call it. Technically, I never left, so I'm sort of a revert, but I never fell away that much. I was just incredibly lukewarm. But at any rate, Mother Angelica brought me along and really helped me to learn more about Christ and His Catholic Church. So I'm so honored to be able to be doing so much with both the radio and TV network on EWTN. But it's great. I'm really excited about that and about Wednesday's appearance as well. I also got some good news just a few hours ago. The Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat that I've been holding at the Malvern Retreat House in the Philadelphia area for the past 2 years is being brought back next year, August the 4th through the 6th. I know it's almost hard to imagine talking about planning a year in advance, but that's the way I do a lot of these things with my talks and with my retreats. It's being brought back, so keep it in the back of your mind. I guarantee you'll hear more about it later, especially if you're a worrier. You have got to check this out because I think you're going to really enjoy it if you... because you know what? A lot of times, many people don't believe that it's possible to break free from worry, but it really is. You just got to get to know Jesus, and it's incredible what can happen. It doesn't necessarily happen overnight, but it's a process, and gradually, before you know it, you're starting to feel more peaceful, and that's the peace that only Jesus can bring. So keep the Pray, Hope, Don't Worry retreat in mind. If you would like me to bring me to your parish, I could do a Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry 3-day retreat. We could do it a parish mission style, which I've done. Or I could do a one-day retreat. I love bringing this message to parishes around the country. So please contact me through followingthetruth.com if you are interested, or email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to give a shout-out to anyone who has recently responded to my request. And I got to tell you, I really appreciate this. My request for additional donors, monthly donors. I just picked up a few new monthly subscribers, also the one-time donors. This is huge. You have no idea what a difference this makes. I think, like, a lot of times when people hear this and they'll think, well, there's plenty of people, Gary's got no problem. Well, Gary does have big problems financially, and that's why I need your support. But as long as you keep helping me out, we're going to be able to keep this program on the air, and I will continue to be able to do my full-time apostolate. I can't possibly speak enough around the country to provide for the needs of my family. It's just not possible. But so your contributions really do make a difference. You really are filling in some huge gaps, especially in the summer, because I'm hurting, and I'm not the only one who's hurting. I saw a few other big-time apostolates put out the word for during the summer, help us make it through the summer. I mean, you've probably seen that too. It's a tough time because people aren't thinking about supporting ministries in the summer. Thank you. Please, if you're able to do it, you've not yet done so, you could really help me out. We've got so many good things planned, including Total Consecration, which begins on September the 4th. The Lord is providing little by little through you. So I thank you so much. And I know I'm going on and on about this, but I want you to know that you are an important part of what I do. You're the reason that I'm still here. I have no doubt about that. And I say that without any doubt whatsoever. You are the reason that I am still able to stay in full-time ministry and continue this program and continue to provide it free of charge. So thank you for that. Thank you for your purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee through my website. Thank you for using the Amazon link on my website. And, you know, again, if you're a new listener and you shop from Amazon.com, you can help me out just by, instead of typing Amazon.com into your browser, simply go to followingthetruth.com and click on the Amazon link. That is a huge way for you to help me out. So I'm so thankful for your support there. You've just been fantastic, and I'm grateful. You are such a great blessing in my life. If there's anything that I can do for you, please let me know. You can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Beverage du jour today, I have some decaf coffee. I got done eating dinner, had spaghetti and hot sausage, and had a little bit of dessert. My daughter Elizabeth made a great cake today and had some of that along with some decaf coffee. I do want to mention something today. I put it on Facebook, too, because I want you to know, I want you to believe in the power of prayer. My daughter, Elizabeth, she will be 19 in October. She was born with all four of her heart valves malfunctioning in some way, full-blown congestive heart failure, 3 months premature. She is now 19, soon to be 19, and healthy. We took her to the cardiologist today. We have to go every year because she had an angioplasty done when she was first born. She weighed less than 2 pounds and had this angioplasty done. It was amazing. They popped open her pulmonary valve, which was stuck shut. It's incredible that they were able to do that, and she was so small. But, praise God, she got a good, clean bill of health, and the doctor said things are progressing fine. So she was miraculously healed by our Lord. And I'll tell you what, I am so grateful for that healing. And I want you to know, if you struggle to believe in God's power, take it from me that He can do the miraculous in your life. He really can. Don't ever sell Him short. He can heal even the most serious illnesses. So God is so good, and Eileen and I are really grateful, as is my other daughter, Mary, to have Elizabeth in our life and to be so healthy. So we're very happy about that. So we had a really good day today. Let's do some prayer. Let's turn to our Heavenly Father. And I'm going to mention this in the prayer, but I want you to do me a favor. Our brothers and sisters in the Louisiana area and in some parts of Mississippi, but especially Baton Rouge, they got hit by this flooding. And I know some people personally who are listeners to this program whose house suffered some serious flooding damage, several feet of water in the house. Please, please, please keep them in your prayers. I'm trying to find out what we can do, what we can best do to support our brothers and sisters. Certainly the prayers, but I'm trying to find out the best financial way that we can support them. This is critical, and we need to remember we are one family. And when any of us is hurting in any way or suffering, we should all be hurting. So please think about what it would be like to lose your house to a flood. All your memories, all of it. And I know, yeah, we're going to talk about material things today. I know that we've got to rise above them, but it is a huge, huge, huge difficulty to lose all of your possessions and be displaced from your house. I get it, that we are not supposed to be put any material things ahead of the Lord, but what an incredible inconvenience and a heartbreak. And it's just a tragedy to lose your house. People will survive, I know, but let's really, I want you to feel this a little bit. I mean, right now, I don't have any water problems with my house. I know what it's like to get water in the house, and even to a small extent. We had a hurricane here. We had a couple of them in the past few years in New Jersey. I understand the incredible fear and the feeling of helplessness. Ultimately, you know as well as I do, we're not in charge. The Lord's in charge. And when you're reminded of that, it's a very scary feeling. So I ask you to please continue to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Louisiana. And if you are affected in any way and you're listening to this show, know that we're praying for you. Know that I'm going to do everything that I can to help you. And just know that we're with you. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We're so grateful for the many blessings in our lives. Thank you for your love. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to be our Savior. Thank you, Father, for preparing a room in heaven for each one of us. Thank you for creating us to live one day with you in heaven. Father, grant us the grace that we need to be able to walk with you each day so that our heavenly abode will become a reality. Please help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are battling addiction, those who are struggling financially, those who are homeless, those who are living in poverty, those who are imprisoned, those who are dealing with the serious flooding in Louisiana and Mississippi. Help all those who are suffering persecution. Father, help us with our own personal needs, whatever they may be. I offer this program. I give it up to you, Father, and I ask you to speak through me and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please help our government officials to follow your law, Father, and not their own agendas. Please put an end to abortion in the world and put an end to terrorism and bring about peace. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Stephen of Hungary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'm your host every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The program is also available on TuneIn Radio and iTunes. So you can also listen to it directly from followingthetruth.com. Just go to the radio page and listen to it there. So it's very accessible, cost you nothing. And remember, the beginning on September the 4th, which is a Sunday, we begin for the sixth consecutive year, total consecration preparation to Jesus through Mary, 33 days. We run straight through. We begin on Sunday this year. The weekend programs are 15 minutes. The weekday programs are 30 minutes in length. This year, I'm doing it completely differently, the best of the best, using the best of the consecration methods available. There is no book to buy. All you need to do is tune in here each night, and you're going to get the best of the best. Stay tuned for more information or check out my blog at followingthetruth.com to learn more. Okay, you ready for this? Let's do these mass readings from the 20th week in ordinary time. Ah, St. Stephen of Hungary. You notice that I asked for his intercession. Today is the optional memorial of St. Stephen. He was born in 975, and at the age of 25, he was crowned the first king of Hungary, and he strove to Christianize the Hungarian tribes by founding monasteries, building churches, and abolishing pagan laws. St. Stephen died in 1038, and we ask him to pray for us today. Okay, the readings are from Tuesday of the 20th week in ordinary time, and here's what we have. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because you are haughty of heart, you say, a god am I occupy a godly throne in the heart of the sea, and yet you are a man and not a god. However, you may think yourself like a god. Oh, yes, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that is beyond you. By your wisdom and your intelligence, you have made riches for yourself. You have put gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom applied to your trading, you have heaped up your riches. Your heart has grown haughty from your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have thought yourself to have the mind of a god, therefore I will bring against you foreigners, the most barbarous of nations. They shall draw their sword against your beauteous wisdom. They shall run them through your splendid apparel. They shall thrust you down into the pit, there to die a bloody corpse in the heart of the sea. Will you then say, I am a god, when you face your murderers? No, you are a man, not a god, handed over to those who will slay you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised at the hand of foreigners, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. Now, you know, the obvious reminder, we need to remember that anything we accomplish in this life is because of the grace of God. Even if we make a lot of money, people love us, we are a great worker, we rise to the top of our business, whatever it is that we do, it's all because of God. Please don't ever forget that. Because we have a case here of somebody who forgot that. Somebody who started to believe that, hey, this is because this is all about me. I'm wealthy because I was able to do this. I'm a self-made man. How many times do you hear that? We hear that so many times. I worked hard. I believed in myself. And yeah, that's all well and good, and we should believe in ourselves. But the only reason we can be successful at anything is through the mercy of the Lord, because he gave us his grace. Always remember that and acknowledge him. That doesn't mean you can't do great things, but what it does mean is that you have to understand that it's not all about you, that the Lord is letting it come and letting it happen because of his goodness. The responsorial psalm, it is I who deal death and give life. And, you know, it's kind of like what I talked about when I mentioned the weather-related issues. Ultimately, God's in charge, but we tend to forget that sometimes. It is I who deal death and give life. This psalm, it's not one of the responsorial psalm today, is actually from the book of Deuteronomy. I would have said, I will make an end of them and blot out their name from men's memories. Had I not feared the insolence of their enemies, feared that these foes, would mistakenly boast. Our own hand won the victory. The Lord had nothing to do with it, for they are a people devoid of reason, having no understanding. How could one man rout 1,000, or two men put 10,000 to flight, unless it was because Their rock sold them, and the Lord delivered them up. Close at hand is the day of their disaster, and their doom is rushing upon them. Surely the Lord shall do justice for his people. On his servants he shall have pity. Again, any success we have in life is attributable to God. Give him the credit that he deserves, and don't try to take all the credit. You do that, you're going to be fine. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. That's a true statement. Doesn't mean you can't do great things, but anything you accomplish is due to God. You know, and we need to acknowledge that, his involvement in our life. The Gospel, Matthew 19:23-30. Jesus said to his disciples, amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, for men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, we have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? And Jesus said to them, amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The challenge for us is to accept that our reward will come in the next life. We're told by Jesus that it is hard, not impossible, hard, very hard, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because riches can be challenging. There's no evil in having money, but having a lot of money can be very challenging. And unless our relationship with God is really, really good, we're going to have trouble with that, because we'll have to recognize the fact that all of our money is really his money. So we can't be greedy. We can't try to hoard it all away. Otherwise, the money is going to eventually become our idol, because we'll put our faith in that money. You got to be careful. So if you have a decent amount of money, that's okay. Love of money, St. Paul tells us, is the root of all evil. Not money is the root of all evil. You sometimes hear that phrase, but that's not what the Bible says. So if you love money more than God, yes, you are in big trouble. That's why we have to continuously look at our lives and see, am I greedy? Am I making money an idol? I can't tell you that in your life. You're going to have to look at that. I know for me, when I was working, making 6 figures, it was a problem for me, because I found my security in my bank account. It doesn't happen anymore. But still, we have that tendency because we have a fallen human nature. So be careful about that and continue to look at the life of Jesus. Really get to know him, look at his life, ask him to lead you. Ask him to let his Holy Spirit lead you. And if the Holy Spirit's telling you should part with some of your money because it's a problem, you should do that. Again, you don't give away your mortgage money. That's wrong. God doesn't want you to do that. But what he wants you to do is to be generous. There are plenty of people who are in need with whom we could share our money. Amen? Okay, so keep that in mind. And let's talk about this now. Let's open up the Imitation of Christ, because the theme continues here. The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. This is a dialogue between Christ, in this case, and a disciple, that's you and me, about self-abnegation and the renunciation of all covetousness. And this is a good continuation of the gospel today. And that first reading, you know, like, it's all about me. I'm a success. Me, me, me. No, you're not a success if God didn't give you a brain, if God didn't give you 2 legs that work, 2 arms that work, the ability to function. You wouldn't be too much of a success. So everything we have comes from God. Listen to this supposed dialogue between Christ and you and me as the disciple. My child, you cannot have perfect freedom unless you wholly renounce yourself. Those who think only of themselves and are lovers of themselves, the covetous, the curious, the pretentious, the pleasure seekers, concerned with their own comforts and not the interests of Jesus Christ, those who plan and pursue the things which cannot last are bound with chains of their own making. Whatever does not come from God will perish entirely. Keep this brief advice in your mind. Forsake all, and you will find all. Relinquish all desire, and you will find rest. If you think this over carefully and put it into practice, you will understand all things. This is the message that Jesus was putting forth in the gospel. You have, when the question was posed to him, in today's gospel by Peter. We've given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? And what Jesus said is, hey, Peter, you're not necessarily going to get your reward in this life. Sure, you'll get peace in this life. You'll get my grace, but you're not going to get your reward. Your reward comes in heaven. We are asked as Christians, and this is a tough, tough message, to temporarily postpone our reward and put aside those earthly pleasures that we want to grab and hold on to, and essentially give up those pleasures for the Lord, expecting our reward to come in the next life. It's a challenge. You're not going to be able to do that without God's grace and without knowing him. The response of the disciple, Lord, this is not the work of one day, nor is it child's play. For in this short sentence is included the whole of religious perfection. Christ, my child, when you hear what the way of perfection is, you shouldn't be discouraged or downhearted. Instead, this should be an incentive for you to aim at higher things, or at least to aspire to them. I would that this were so with you, and that you would advance to that state where you are no longer filled with self-love, but would simply wait to do my will and that of the person who I have set over you. You would please me greatly, and all your life would pass in joy and peace. There are still many things you must give up, and unless you give them to me without reservation, your prayer will not be answered. Cast aside worldly wisdom, which seeks to please the world and self. I have told you to acquire what is thought contemptible and worthless by the world, rather than those things which it thinks valuable and desirable. True heavenly wisdom is so cheaply regarded by humans as to be almost forgotten. For this heavenly wisdom goes against nature because it does not hold a high opinion of self, nor does it seek worldly renown. There are many who praise it with words, but their lives belie their speech. Yet this is a precious pearl which is hidden from many because of their presumption. You know, the message is not an easy one, and you're not going to hear it in the media. You're probably not even going to hear it among your friends. But if you really are, if you really desire to be a Christian, to be a follower of Christ, you're going to need to find a way to get rid of those things that are keeping you from the Lord. And your possessions could be one of those problems. It doesn't mean that you have to give up everything you own. But what it does mean is that what you need to do is to recognize that everything you have comes from God. Everything you have comes from God and is a gift. And ultimately, it belongs to him. And he can take it back. That's a hard lesson. That lesson can only be learned with the help of Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit. So ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you with this. To help you to accept this difficult lesson. But it's the way you're going to get to heaven. And again, it doesn't mean you have to get rid of everything. But you have to view everything as a gift and don't hold on to it with clenched fists. Because if you do that, these things that you possess are actually going to possess you and they're going to be your idol. And if you worship things, you can't worship the Lord. Amen. All right. I'm just about out of time. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Remember the Sunrise Morning Show tomorrow at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, my Walking with the Lord segment. I hope you could tune in. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow for the program. And until we meet again, may God bless you. Thanks for listening. And remember, Don't let anything keep you away from the Lord. God bless you.